So what are our options? The usual approach of a long, slow, institutional change has been foreclosed, and many of us know that. The default setting for environmentalists has become personal lifestyle choices. This should have been predictable, as it merges perfectly into the demands of capitalism, especially the condensed corporate version, mediating our every impulse into their profit. But we can't consume our way out of environmental collapse. Consumption is the problem. We might be forgiven for initially accepting an exhortation to simple living as a solution to that consumption, especially as the major environmental organizations and the media have declared lifestyle change our first commandment. Have you accepted compact fluorescence as your personal savior? But lifestyle change is not a solution, as it doesn't address the root of the problem. We have believed such ridiculous solutions because our perception has been blunted by some portion of denial and despair. And those are legitimate reactions. I'm not persuading anyone out of them. But do we want to develop a strategy to manage our emotional state or to save the planet? And we've believed in these lifestyle solutions because everyone around us insists they're workable. A collective repeating mantra of renewables, recycling, that has dulled us into belief. Like Eichmann, no one has told us that it's wrong. Until now. So this is the moment when you will have to decide. Do you want to be part of a serious effort to save this planet? Not a serious effort at collective delusion? Not a serious effort to feel better? Not a serious effort to save you and yours? But an actual strategy to stop the destruction of everything worth loving? If your answer feels as imperative as instinct, read on.